Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
That thank you emoji. How's it going there, Mr. Ju?
It's going well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Everything's awesome.
Everything's always awesome. It's positive outlook, positive attitude.
Try.
Yeah, trying that every day.
Every day. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
What's going on today?
So this last week we're doing some patterns.
Yeah, we're still in no mirrors still.
Yeah. That's right.
We're gonna have to call him up.
Yeah.
Soon.
All right. It's going to just transform one day.
It will.
It will just transform. It's going to happen.
No, yes, I'm sure it will.
And
everything does.
That's right. Anyway, so this last week we were doing some patterns, and one of the students asked about the X stance. And I had some thoughts about it, and I wanted to get your opinions on it. We've talked a little bit about X stance in a previous podcast. In the previous podcast, you could go back and watch it, but we kind of decided, and what we found was that X stance is a very transitory stance.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. It's just moving from one position to the next. I don't think anyone actually stands like that.
Right.
Right. Why would you do that?
Right.
But and that's true with a lot of techniques that mm-hmm. you're really just in transition from something to another thing, right? Mm-hmm. The problem I have with X stance is like if you think about that. Well, even like walking, can you trip? And in some ways, when you walk, your feet crosses, mm-hmm. right? In some ways, but it's obviously it's a little bit wider. X stance is one foot over the other, right? Mm-hmm. And so, can you trip? And the answer is, yeah, you can. I mean, I think I've tripped a couple times over my lifetime, mm-hmm. just walking.
Right.
Usually hit something though.
Yeah. Right.
And so, when you think about like these movements. Maybe from a sparring situation or a fighting situation, or like if you watch boxing, you rarely see them switch feet like that. Although right. Muhammad Ali did that and they called it the Ali shuffle, mm-hmm. and then punch.
Right. Right.
Is that crossing the feet? Well, not.
Well, it is kind of crossing
it is,
because
yeah.
it's a forward cross.
Right. It's right. a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. You definitely did not see him go side cross. That would be more like the X stance mm-hmm. kind of a situation. And so, I think the X stance is kind of a transitional kind of a position. So in general, we don't do that a lot, right? We shuffle a little bit and we kind of shuffle forward, sideways, backwards, and those kind of things when we're sparring mm-hmm. and maybe in self-defense, just because when you cross your feet, there's always a chance that you might trip.
Or you get caught off guard.
Get caught off guard, right.
But I do want to say this, and you tell me what you think about it. And I would say if I had two different movements, one was we're going to take it a sitting stance. You stepped foot to foot and you stepped out. The other one is you cross into X stance and you stepped out, that the X stance almost flows a little bit more.
It does feel natural. It's because it's kind of like stepping.
Yeah, it just keeps moving. If you look at the one where you step foot to foot, it's like there's almost like a pause because you have to change your weight to the other leg.
Right, and so, and that also kind of leads to this other idea about step kicks, like step side piercing kick. You know, mm-hmm. step side piercing kick really is like foot to foot. The foot mm-hmm. goes to one foot and then you would kick. Or you can do like double step mm-hmm. side piercing kick and you actually step over the other foot and then you kick, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you ask students to do that, which one do? They always do the one that you stepped over, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And there's lots of, it does feel a little bit more flowing or it's a little bit more natural in that way. Mm-hmm. It also gives you more distance when you cross the feet in that way. How far do you cross? That depends on your distance and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, I think your point is well taken. It does seem a little bit easier to step in that way versus foot to foot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have that too. I'm not to say you can't do that.
Right. Okay, here's another thing I want to get your opinion on. You use X stance because that is the only stance you can do where your feet are close together and to be able to drop your weight.
Like, you mean like jumping?
Well, no, I mean, like, if I want to do a strike in an X stance, there's only two combinations you can have. Feet together in a closed stance, but your knees are locked out.
Mm.
Or you cross it so you can bend the knees.
Right.
What do you think about that?
What pattern was that?
Like pawn. Like,
no, not pawn. Like pawn. Pawn does that.
Pawn, yeah, with the inward block. So you can't actually drop your weight with a stance that close, except for X stance. Is that something that's valid?
That's a good idea. I never thought of it that way. But yes, I think you're right about that when you stop to think about it. Like, for instance, some of those techniques in pawn where you do the X stances and you do that front block. You don't bend your knees really like that in a closed stance. It's usually in a closed stance where your feet are together.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're actually like standing straight up and down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your knees are not bent.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the X stance, your knee is bent. And so in that case, I would say, yes, you're right. You're dropping your weight to help increase that power. That's that sine wave concept.
Mm-hmm.
Down, up, down. And you want to lower that body weight as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
To create power,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And you can't do that when your feet is closed. I mean, do you ever see one bending their knees in the closed stance? Because
no.
That's what it is. But it is a transition as well. So mm-hmm. in other words, what you're doing, like if you look at pattern, we'll go back to patterns. When you go from, like Wan Yu, you do the guarding block and you step, it's foot to foot and you go to the other side. But it's a transition. You're not actually doing a technique
mm-hmm.
per se. But let's say you're in transition and someone kicks, you wouldn't drop your knees and block. You would probably would be better to be in an X stance.
So cross it and then block.
And block and then continue to move to the next position.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From a theoretical pattern point of view. Yeah, I would agree with that. That's mm-hmm. a good point.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay, well, maybe these might just be like controversial type of...
Yeah,
takes, well, but I got another one here. Let's take a look at the pattern Poan. So you cross into the X stance and you do the inward block. Would you do that in real life? Or are we just doing a different type of transition and practicing more techniques? Or is that just kind of a placeholder of a block so that you're just working on stepping, really? And it just makes it more interesting. What do you think about that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Those are kind of like questions. Well, why would I do a four-fist punch with my right hand versus my left hand?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can?
Yeah.
Right? Well, why would I? There are just different scenarios or different possibilities
mm-hmm.
that your body can do certain things. And so I think that when you look at it from the patterns point of view, you are only just practicing different ways, whether it actually happens or not. Circular blocks is a good example. Would you actually do a circular block in sparring? You don't really see it in sparring.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did have a student that did that in a sparring, not a tournament, but we were practicing sparring. He did a circular block and he goes, wow, I just did a circular block. And says,
right.
That's cool, keep practicing. Right?
Yeah.
And... you know, do we actually punch that a certain, like the way we do it in patterns?
Mm-hmm.
Not quite like that. And so I think a lot of the ideas of what we have is a system that teaches us certain ideas. It's, again, theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily do that in real life, maybe. It may not be exactly like that.
Right.
And so by utilizing these training methods to help us move a certain way, helps us in that, I think, anyway. I think that it helps us move certain way.
Right, right.
Right.
Okay. All right, you got any other ideas about X stance?
Well, X stance are done either side to side
mm-hmm.
or if you're jumping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're jumping, the foot is behind the supporting leg where mm-hmm. most of the weight is on that one foot, right?
Yeah.
And if you're just moving laterally, it's in front.
Correct.
So you
right.
can tell which one is where you jumped and which one you were just moving side to side.
Right.
So why is it behind and why is it in front? Hmm.
Well, you literally cannot put it in front
when you're jumping.
Jump.
That's right.
I mean, unless you just jump straight up and straight down.
Right, but then jumping is usually it's one foot after the other. One foot lands, because sometimes you see students do it where they jump into the X stance and they, both of them land at the same time. It's really more like 1-2. It's not 1-2, but it could be that, because sometimes you see that. It's like you jump, execute the technique, and then you set the other foot down for balance, mm-hmm. right? So that's why it's kind of like 1-2, right? Whereas when you're doing sideways, you're not doing that. You just move across.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's going to conclude our Tool World podcast. And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
I'll see you guys next time.
Take one.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.